I think for me, it was just this idea of human potential, I think, that we're all attracted to. I think this is why we were excited to watch sports, why we're excited to watch, you know, people perform at the highest level when they do it well, is because there's just this level of human potential that we're all attracted to. And seeing these guys perform on the level that they're performing in was an attraction for me, like being able to understand, like, what it took for them to get to that stage, what it took for them to get to that level in their career. I think, and also it was the idea of how much pressure is on each of them to perform. You know, when you think about the platform that the World Cup represents, their entire country is on their back. Their entire country is rooting on their success. And that has its own levels of story and emotion and just the idea of facing this huge task and being, you know, all that's necessary for you to succeed. I think I was able to tap into all that through the research that I looked at with all of these individuals, like their stories of how they got there and finding things to relate in all those different small moments of their story. I think that's what I pulled the most from that moment of trying to find the right image, trying to find the right look on their face. And, you know, so each of them, I saw that their hair had this such a unique characteristic about them. Like each of them, their hair told a story on its own. Like, so I wanted to use the hair in each of those portraits to kind of continue to tell the story. And so I used the hair as a way to talk about what they did on the field, or to also talk about what their country represents. So the hair was a unifying factor in all three of the paintings, as well as I wanted to focus on what each of their country represents, whether it was the country, the flag of the country. So I used the color palette of each of their flags in the portraits. So as you see from the Neymar one, the entire building is painted green, almost to look like the Brazilian flag. So these were the things I was thinking about as I was developing the thoughts and the ideas that created these pieces.
What's been the reaction especially on social media from fans in Miami to the Neymar painting?
It's been amazing. I can tell you that for that, just seeing the response. I think every day I get tagged on somebody's photo or a few photos, and it's always dope to see the types of like there was a music video shot in front of it with some dancers. That was amazing. There was, I think Neymar had, it was a competition or something he had in Miami, and everybody posed in front of it. They all had like cut out Neymar faces on their bodies. And it was just a shot of all these athletes in front of the wall. So it's been amazing to see that type of energy and that type of excitement around a static surface. Because when you think about it, this wall is a wall. And I think as an artist, my job is to try to figure out how to make these static surfaces, these static images, into stuff that has energy and life. And I think the people brought that out. I think the fanfare around the World Cup definitely adds to the excitement around these paintings. So it's exciting. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I go on my Instagram right now, I could find something in my DMs or something in my mentions that's a reflection of that painting or someone responding to that painting.
We're talking with Brandon Odoms. He is the artist who, if you've seen it, you probably passed by it here in Miami. There's this beautiful, large, beautiful mural of Neymar Jr., the Brazilian star, who's still in the World Cup, by the way, because Brazil knocked off Mexico this week. And he is the artist behind that work. Now, he painted three pieces in the U.S., one in Miami, one in New Orleans, one in New York. And this, of course, part of the Larger Than Life campaign launched last month to get fans excited for the World Cup. Do you feel any pressure, you know, when you're trying to properly encapsulate the image of a person, especially like Neymar, with Brazilian fans? Because, well, if you get it wrong, they might really get angry with you.
Yeah, I don't think the pressure hit me until I was actually painting in Miami. And I went through the whole process. It was a rainy weekend, so it was off and on the painting process. And I remember I was at the final stages of the painting, and I was writing his name on the wall. And there's a portion that says Neymar Jr. is larger than life. And I was tired. It was, you know, it's been 3 days straight of painting. So I'm writing it, and I wasn't paying attention that I had misspelled Neymar's name. And at this point in the process, you know, people would pass by. Some people would say something, you know. But for the most part, I think there was just process that people just felt like, you know, I was engaged, so they didn't want to engage with me because, you know, I was super focused. But when I misspelled his name, when I tell you there were screams from all directions at once, you misspelled, you forgot the Y. And it was such a moment that showed me, like, wow, not only are people paying attention, but people are watching to make sure I'm doing this right. And so from that point on, I think, because this was before I started getting feedback from not even people from that particular city, but people from those countries that I painted. After I painted the Mosala piece, there were so many people from Egypt that were contacting me saying, thank you so much. Thank you. So the pressure definitely began to develop throughout the course of the project. These paintings were done back to back. And I think the Neymar one was definitely the first one. And after that one, that's when I was like, okay, this is a big deal. But, you know, it was exciting. It definitely was, that type of pressure made it more exciting for me.
When did it all start for you, and how? I mean, was it a paintbrush? Was it a piece of chalk? Was it a spray can?
I mean, my story is pretty interesting, but to keep it short, I'm from New Orleans, and New Orleans is a very cultural-rich city full of art and soul. And I started off painting at a young age, doing art. I went to this high school that was super intentional about training artists. Once I graduated, I felt like I was done with it. I stopped painting, and I went into video and film production. I did that for 8 years, went to school for it. And it wasn't until after Hurricane Katrina, when there was a response to space in the city, 8 years after Katrina, that's when I started to look at it and pay attention to graffiti and street art in a way that I started to understand that this was a medium that was communicating in these spaces that were forgotten. And, you know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So I started going into these spaces with spray cans and thinking, okay, I'm going to communicate as well. And I didn't know or expect that people would pay attention, but people did. The first space that I painted in, the whole city started to pay attention to, and people started to, you know, respond to the work. And like a conversation, the more people listen, the more you want to talk. And it just kept growing from there. So I've only been doing spray paint art for the past 5 years. And it's been a crazy wild ride, to starting off doing it illegally in the streets, to being at a position to do it in Times Square, you know, for the whole world as an audience. So it's been a crazy, super exciting, and I'm blessed to be able to be in this position, even have conversations to talk about it. So thank you for inviting me to talk about it on here.
Oh, no, it's absolute pleasure for us. You know, I think about, too, is the fact that, I mean, I go back and I look at a lot of your work from the past, and, you know, I think, for example, like your Project B, and, you know, all of these powerful social, historical images. And I wondered, what was it like for you then to step over and then start working on athletes? Now, it's not to say you've also done Muhammad Ali, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't, you know, you go from some of the work of your past. I don't know if there was a big shift to now doing something where you're, you know, you're painting athletes, and, you know, you want to bring attention to a, you know, an event, the World Cup.
Right. Not so much so, because I think what I am attracted to in terms of the images that I started off painting and still paint, as far as historic moments and individuals in history, I'm attracted to, once again, the idea of human potential, the idea of there's an attraction level of what they accomplished. You know, we all have our heroes. And for me growing up, my heroes were ones from the history books. It was less athletes and entertainers. It was more historic figures, people who had made great sacrifices to make the world a space that they felt was better for all of us. And so from the same idea, though, I think the same formula exists in the way that these athletes are also the heroes, and they also represent a type of human potential that we all can hope to become or hope to be like. You know, to think about the level or the sacrifice, the performance, the type of energy and intention that it requires to be at the top of your game, there's a lot that one can pull from and say, okay, I can also do this, or I can hope to be like this. And so it's the same type of idea when I'm painting Neymar and when I'm painting Dr. King. You know, it's the same type of human potential, the same type of me hoping that someone can see themselves reflected, or the best of themselves reflected in this portrait. And so with that in mind, you know, that's the way I treat the types of subjects that I paint, the types of projects that I work on. How can we have a young kid in Miami identify with Neymar from that perspective, to say, okay, he made it out of a condition that many people might not want to be in, and he made something larger than life out of himself. You know, so I think those are the aspects that I find to be mirrored, I guess, in a way, in some of the paintings that I had painted in the past.
Brandon Odoms, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.